It's time for Big Blue Kickoff Live. Only on Giants.com.
Manning back, steps up, heaves one down the middle of the field, into the end zone, and Nix makes the catch for the touchdown! Went up with the big hands and caught it on the Hail Mary!
Boots one, returnable for Williams from his own 20. Lost the ball, and the Giants say they have it, and they do! Devin Thomas recovered it, but the rookie Jaquan Williams punched it out.
Manning out of the shotgun set, he's back to throw. Finds the pocket, deep ball down the left sideline, and it's going to be caught. Was he inbounds? Yes! Manningham on the sideline. Brady's under pressure, Brady's chased, Brady heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone, a jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Now, here's your host, John Schmell.
Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com, 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513. Talking Giants football with you on Giants.com, and of course on your Giants mobile app. You can go to iTunes, your Google Play Store, BlackBerry App Roll, and of course it's brought to you by Andrew Mark. Obviously, not a whole lot of things going on in the world of the NFL or the Giants right now. It's kind of slow, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's been a pretty busy year with the Giants going all the way to the Super Bowl. The offseason comes up right after that with the strength and conditioning program. You get into OTAs, mini camp. You blink your eyes, you're a month away from the first preseason game. It's pretty insane, actually, when you think about it. But it's great. Football's back. And the players won't be here again until July 26th when they report to Albany. A very exciting day. We'll, of course, be up there and have all the coverage of that on Giants.com. But until then, we can talk some Giants football. And one thing I want to focus on today is the Giants running back position. Obviously, you know Ahmad Bradshaw is a starter heading into the season. He's dealt with those fractured feet over the course of the last couple of years. He's had some issues staying healthy. I think it's really a deal where Bradshaw is never going to be 100%. He's never going to make it through a whole season without having any sort of minor foot problem or anything like that. And quite frankly, he just runs really hard. And a guy, he's not the biggest guy in the world. He's pretty tough. He runs hard. He's going to get nicked and bruised. So the Giants always had Brandon Jacobs as his sidekick, really, for a while. Jacobs was 1A. Bradshaw was 1B. Then they kind of switched roles last year. So you got to find that second guy to Ahmad Bradshaw. And obviously, the first name you go to is David Wilson, the Giants' first round pick, out of Virginia Tech. And he's a guy in college that showed a lot of speed, liked to run outside, a big play guy. But as a rookie, there are things he has to work on. And you'll hear in an interview in just a couple minutes, I talked to him earlier in the offseason. He really needs to work on his pass protection, his catching the ball out of the backfield. As he put it, Eli Manning has to be able to trust him to protect him when he's in the game. So that's something David Wilson's certainly working on, and those are things he'll have to get better at if he wants to earn playing time on the field, and especially on third downs, where he can be especially useful using that playmaking ability, speed, quickness, etc., etc., etc. Then you got a guy like DJ Ware. He was the Giants' basically 1B back after Bradshaw went down last year. Jacobs became the primary running back, and he's a guy that's reliable. He has good hands. He knows the playbook. He's good in pass protection. The Giants used him in screen passes a lot last year. You know what you have with DJ Ware. And if there was ever a chance for him to break out and prove to this team that he can be that second running back, it's this year. And if he doesn't, we'll see if the Giants decide to keep him around at all. Then we're going to go to Andre Brown and Darrell Scott, two younger guys. Andre Brown, obviously a draft pick a few years ago, popped his Achilles in the last play of training camp practice, which, when you think about it, is kind of crazy. Bounced around the league a little bit, Denver, a bunch of other teams. Came back, has his speed back, was originally suspended for 4 games for breaking the league substance policy. That got rescinded, so he will be here for all 16 games this year, and he'll have to show the Giants whether or not his speed and quickness can sustain over the year and provide some big playability that they want. Then you got a guy like Darrell Scott, who has straight-ahead speed. He had some fumbling issues last year, which have to get solved if he wants to make the team. A seventh-round pick in 2011, the offseason last year, still figuring out how to play with the playbook, pass protection, catch the ball out of the backfield. You wonder about his lateral quickness. People talk about that as well. So that's what you got to worry about with Darrell Scott. Then you got a guy like Joe Martinick, who's an undrafted free agent out of Rutgers, really a fullback, halfback, hybrid type of player. And he's a guy that will have the opportunity to show this team that he can do something in training camp and perhaps make this team. 201. 939-4513, 201-939-4513. Let's go to Gianni in New Jersey. Gianni, good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
What's going on, man?
Now, there's been a lot of talk of the 49ers, how good they're going to be this year. Now, with, who was it, Mario Manningham going?
Yeah, Mario Manningham and Brandon Jacobs both going to the Niners, correct.
Okay. Now, did the Giants release their 2012 schedule this year?
Yeah, it's out.
Do we play the 49ers?
Yes, they do. I believe it is the third week or second week of October, somewhere in that area, in San Francisco.
Okay. Now, what do you think Victor Cruz and the defense of the Giants has to do that game to stop Jacobs and Manningham?
Well, you know what? The 49ers' strength is their defense right now, and where they tried to improve with adding a guy like Brandon Jacobs and Manningham in this offseason was improving their offense. Manningham, more of a big play threat. Remember, they also signed Randy Moss in the offseason to see if he has anything left.
Yeah.
And really, to beat the 49ers, and this is how the Giants beat them in the NFC Championship game last year, you have to avoid making mistakes. The 49ers had two bad turnovers in the NFC Championship game on the punt returns, and really that lost them the game. If the Niners don't commit those two turnovers, the 49ers are in the Super Bowl playing the New England Patriots, not the New York Giants. So if you play clean football against the 49ers, don't turn it over against that defense, and you put up 21, 24 points, you should be okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Gianni. Appreciate the call, man. And look over, and that's the game that Michael Eisen in the mailbag last week thought was the toughest game in the schedule for the Giants, and it probably is. And, you know, we talked about it earlier in the offseason just as a theoretical type of thing, and a lot of people thought I was crazy when I first suggested this, but then they had him in for a workout and everything, that if Peyton Manning went to the 49ers, that could have been the worst news for every other team in the NFC. It would have been a nightmare. Not to say Alex Smith wasn't better last year. Sure, he was, but he's not exactly a Peyton Manning type of quarterback where he's going to win games for you. The Niners win games by running the football, getting turnovers, protecting the ball, and not doing anything stupid. And that's what Alex Smith's primary job was last year, not doing anything stupid. And for the most part all year, he didn't do anything stupid, which is why the 49ers were, 14-2, 13-3, and they made it into the NFC Championship game. So I think they were 13-3, if I'm not mistaken. I'll have to look that up. But look, that's what they did, and that's how they won football games. And now they head into this year. They have Frank Gore. They have Brandon Jacobs. They drafted the kid out of Miami, the running back, the fast guy, right? LaMichael James they drafted, excuse me, not Lamar Miller. And then they have the their backup from last year that's escaping me, Kendall Hunter, thank you, who's also, they have a pretty full house backfield there for the 49ers. We'll see if Brandon Jacobs even makes that team, to be perfectly honest with you. We'll see if he does. A lot of it will depend on if Frank Gore can stay healthy, something he hasn't necessarily been able to do over the course of his career. As for the Giants running back situation, let's listen to some audio here. I've compiled most of the running back sound we've gotten over the course of the last few weeks. First, we're going to start with Giants offensive coordinator talking about David Wilson. And he sounds pretty excited about what Mr. Wilson brings to the table.
I don't know if we've had a guy as explosive, you know, regardless of the position here. I mean, I think Darrell Scott gives you guys probably in a 100-yard dash, maybe able to beat him. But I don't know that you see quite the darting, the explosiveness in short bursts that you see with him. And that's, you know, it's kind of exciting to see, you know, whether or not he can learn. There's a lot of learning going on, and you can see his, the smoke coming out of his ears and the eyes going around different directions. And so there's a long way to go before you can tap into it, but it looks like there's something that can give you, you know, some excitement that that I don't know if we've had that kind of guy. We've had, you know, Tiki was a tremendous all-around back. Brandon gave you a certain amount, gives you the toughness. But this guy's got kind of explosion that, you know, I'm not sure how many guys in the league have.
Is it, I mean, with Darrell, it looks like he's shot out of a cannon when he goes sometimes. How is it different with David?
I don't see it the way you see it. I see it as, you know, a gradual, smooth, really fluid runner. That you say, wow, he's really, really fast. David, to me, looks like what you just described, Darrell. I see, you know, like a darting, explosive kind of a water bug kind of a guy. That's what he looks like to me. So both obviously very, very fast. And according to Gerald Ingram, who I asked the question, who would win in a 100-yard dash, he thought Darrell would win. Because I said, boy, you know, David really looks different than most guys that you see. And obviously, you have a bunch of great athletes out there, so they're all fast. But, you know, this guy looks very, very explosive.
How would you
quick area.
Compare to Tiki? What would physically? What would the comparison to Tiki?
Yeah, I don't think Tiki had this speed, but Tiki was such a great vision, great intelligence, set up blocks. There's, you know, it's hard to even compare them. They're much different type of players. But again, you're talking about one guy who's just starting out and trying to learn an offense. Another guy, when I had him, was near the end of his career, who had really developed a feel for the game, a sense of, you know, how to set up things to take advantage of his skill set.
The things that he has, you can't teach.
Right.
The things that he doesn't have, which
you hope. You hope to teach. Not all, because that's, as you know, guys in this league who have physical credentials say, why can't he play? Well, because he can't learn. You know, I don't think David's that case. I think he is going to learn. But right now, he's very definitely, step one.
That's Giants offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride right here on Giants.com talking about David Wilson. Obviously very excited about the athletic ability he brings to the table and how there are other certain things that he can learn as the offseason goes along and training camp comes away in about a month or so. Let's hear from the man himself, David Wilson. I had a chance to sit down and talk with David Earl in the offseason. He talks about some of the things that he is still trying to improve upon.
David, how has the NFL been so far in the offseason program? You're through all the OTAs and minicamp stuff.
Yeah, so far it's been a fun experience and a learning experience. Weight room is the same as college, but then when you get on the field into the playbook, it's a lot more. So it's a lot more going into it, and it's a lot to learn. So I'm just trying to grasp it one day at a time and keep making progress.
Do you have a particular focus early on what you're trying to get now so you're ready with certain things once training camp comes in August?
Yeah, well, mentally you want to know everything, but that's unrealistic, so you want to running the ball is going to come natural. So the thing I want to focus on is pass protection and blitz pickups and knowing my routes when I don't have a blitz pickup.
As you move forward, has there anything that surprised you so far about life in the NFL?
Not yet. I just feel the same way I did at Tech. It's just, sometimes I'll just sit back and be like, man, I'm really playing in the NFL. And, that's a good feeling.
Any pranks so far? Is Bradshaw giving you a hard time?
No, Bradshaw and the running backs have been really helpful when I ask questions out in the field or in the meeting room. But the kickers did get me.
What did they do? What do you got?
They got me coming out of the special teams meeting. They said, David, do you mind signing a jersey for charity? So I'm like, yeah, of course. So I'm ready to sign the jersey, and people recording it, and I'm just like, it's kind of awkward because they got cameras out. And
you knew something
I knew something was up. So I'm signing the jersey, and it was like, hey, and write first round real big on it. So before I finished, I was like, hold up, this is my practice jersey. So I had to go out to practice with my autograph on my jersey. And all the coaches was asking me, why did you sign your jersey? And I was like, they got me. It was a charity event. So it was no such thing as a charity. They just made the whole thing up. But me being a good guy, I tried to, sign it for him.
Well, as a warning, things ramp up in Albany, so
yeah.
Guys will be coming after you.
I'm going to be ready now.
What are you most looking forward to in training camp in terms of showing the team what you can do?
The coaches and everybody have been impressed with my speed without pads. But I want to show them that I'm fully developed and I'm ready to go deeper into the playbook. And every play that we ran in the OTAs, I wanted to carry it over and be more sharp.
That's Giants running back David Wilson. You could hear it. He's really a great kid. He's always got a smile on his face. He's really into it, loves to play. And you could say he really is focusing on the right type of things heading into training camp for him to improve and become an integral part of this Giants offensive attack, which, let's be honest, last year was really one of the most, if not the most, explosive offensive attacks in all of pro football between Victor Cruz and Akiem Nicks. I believe they led the NFL in pass receptions over 20 yards over the course of the year. They had some really, really good numbers. And adding an explosive back like David Wilson, you're Kevin Gilbride. Not sure if he's ever coached somebody with that type of explosion that David Wilson has. So certainly very, very exciting. Well, let's take a second here and take a listen to Ahmad Bradshaw talk to the media before the players departed after mandatory minicamp. And he talked about just being ready this season, getting healthy. And I believe he talks about David Wilson a little bit too. Let's take a listen to the Giants starting running back.
just prepare, you know, not only for, you know, the season, but just like long term, you know, and it helped us, I guess, in the end. You know, I mean, you could actually, you know, take care of your body and you know, get the right work in and, you know, be healthy by the beginning of the year. I mean, it was a lot of help to get that break off, but, you know, these workouts here and OTAs and mini camps, you know, help so much of, you know, with like team camaraderie and, you know, just bringing teams together. So, you know, it's always a good thing that, you know, we're here and working.
Break, but you excited for this team for 2012?
Oh, definitely, man. I mean, we just got a great team, you know, all around. We filled a lot of good spots. You know, without my big brother, B. Jacob, you know, we got the first round draft pick. You know, we got Danny, Andre, and Darrell. That, you know, we're all going to be a big part of this backfield, I think. You know, I think we all can help and can contribute to our offensive game and our rushing attack. You know, I don't know who all is going to be here by the time season starts, but, you know, I think we got a lot of talent in the room.
What's your impression so far of David Wilson?
Oh, man, I mean, you know, he's a good back. I mean, he's a running back, man. He's talented, he's fast, he's, you know, he's shifty. You know, he can read holes, he can read blocks. You know, he has a lot of talent, man, in that guy. You know, all I got to do is just work with him, you know, get him used to this offense. You know, like I said before, it's tough to come in this offense and you know, think you're going to know it right off the bat. So, you know, it's going to take a little work, you know, give him a couple different packages and, you know, let him learn from there. I mean, that's exactly what I went through as a rookie, just, you know, taking packages here and there, you know, during the game, just, you know, get your certain packages and you know, learn from there, and, you know, that's what happens.
You said you're ready for a bigger role, more carries. Have you gone to the coaches and told them that? Do you have any idea how they're going to utilize you guys?
Well, I think they see how, you know, healthy I am now, how focused I am, you know, and they know I'm always willing to play and win. So, I mean, that's all I could bring to the table is, you know, just my attitude towards the game and, you know, my attitude, you know, just running the ball.
That's Giants starting running back Ahmad Bradshaw talking about what he brings to the table and, of course, David Wilson. And he talks about feeling healthy now. That's great. You know, the problem with Ahmad Bradshaw, when you get through a few games in the season, there's always something that kind of comes up with the feet. And he said it himself. It's just the way he runs the football, kind of bow-legged. He puts all the pressure on the insides, outsides of his feet. And, well, that's how you fracture bones in your feet. And for a running back, it's not a great injury. And it's something that he's fought through. He's really one of the toughest guys on the team. He fights with these injuries all the time. Does a fantastic job. But they definitely need someone to help them out, and the Giants hope David Wilson is that guy. Another guy who that could be is Darrell Scott. He was the Giants' seventh-round pick last year, remember. No minicamps last year, no OTAs. So Darrell Scott really going through his first offseason in the NFL this year, and he's doing a lot of learning. I had a chance to talk to Darrell earlier in the offseason.
What's your focus in terms of where you want to improve at the training camp in August?
Just getting involved in the passing game. I just want to make sure Eli trusts me being on the field to protect him. So I think that's my main goal. So I didn't get a chance really to show him that I can do that last year. So as long as I show him I can do it in the offseason, I feel a lot better.
How much did it hamper your progress in your rookie year not having the extended offseason?
It was a huge disadvantage to us because if you figure, I mean, what the rookies are doing now, I had no idea what I was doing. We had like 2 weeks to prepare for camp and stuff like that. So, I mean, I was a huge disadvantage. So, I mean, I'm trying to take advantage of this offseason now. I'm pretty much still like rookie because I'm trying to learn everything 100%.
Now, obviously, you didn't have a lot of playing time last year, but watching and being on the field when you were, what do you think you're able to learn and where do you think you improved last year?
I think my lateral movement is improving a lot because I think in camp they wanted to make sure I can get side to side. They see my linear speed. They just want to make sure I can move side to side and see the holes and make a move.
You mentioned the playbook pass protection. Is that really the next step for you to earn that spot as maybe the third down back or a guy that can't be trusted in passing situations?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, once they have that confidence in me, because, I mean, they obviously know I can do running the ball. So it's all just stepping up to the next level, what I can do in the passing game. That shoes would be an every down back. So once I show them I can do that, then it's good from there.
Have the coaches talked to you about the opportunity you're going to have this year with the opportunity to gain a lot of playing time and get on the field if you show them what they want you to show in training camp?
I mean, definitely. They mentioned to me, I mean, it's pretty much wide open. So, I mean, just as long as I do my part and if I take care of my, what I need to take care of, I don't think I'll have any doubts that I'll be on the field.
Darrell, best of luck. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Giants running back Darrell Scott. Plenty more coming up on Giants.com. See you then.
That's Giants running back Darrell Scott, a Giants insider you saw on Giants.com a little bit earlier in the year. And again, he's a guy that really has to control the football better. One of the issues he had last year, especially in the preseason, which Coach Coughlin and this coaching staff will not stand for, is fumbling the football. And Darrell Scott did do that a bunch last year, so he's going to have to clean that up if he wants playing time and, frankly, if he wants to make the team. There's a lot of competition here at running back. One of the guys that I want to throw to some sound of is Andre Brown. We talked about him earlier. Torn Achilles as a rookie with the Giants, came back, bounced around, and Anita Marks talked to him about what he wants to do this year to prove to the Giants that he should make the roster. Here's Andre Brown with Anita Marks.
What an exciting year for you. Unfortunately, of course, the team loses Brandon Jacobs. He's in San Francisco now, and the door kind of opens for you guys to step up. This could be potentially a great year for you.
Hey, yes. You know, it's another chance for me to make the most out of my opportunity, and what I'm planning on doing. I finally feel comfortable. I know the offense now, and I'm just trying to go out there and play ball.
So now this is OTA number 6. Mm-hmm. Last year, of course, you guys had to deal with the lockout, but how has this year been different?
It's actually very beneficial because it's a step by step, and they install the offense day by day. And, I'm learning it day by day. So it's actually pretty good. I'm enjoying it, and I'm having fun. I'm comfortable, and I'm ready for my opportunity.
What's the mentality of the team? Of course, coming off a Super Bowl win and defending that championship. What's been the atmosphere here at camp?
Everybody's coming out here, and they're ready to work. For the most part, now we're defending Super Bowl champions, and we're trying to go out there and work. So, everybody's still learning and still getting the things back into motion. And, it's a very exciting moment. And we're just out here ready to get it.
So Giants, first-round draft pick, running back David Wilson comes in. What have you seen from him so far? What do you like?
He's very shifty. He's a – we call him school because he can school it all over. So, he's very shifty. He's going to be a nice compliment to this backfield that we have.
So can Giants fans, is that the nickname we should have Giants fans call him as well? Scoop?
Yeah, that's what Coach Ingram called him that. So it's going to stick. I think it's sticking.
Of course, we later found out that David Wilson never heard the nickname Scoot before in his entire life. So we'll see if Scoot sticks in training camp. We'll keep an eye on that. But doesn't sound like it's going to be quite honest with you. It seemed we got some good little information there from Andre Brown, and then we found out a few days later, we said, David, so you're Scoot? Gave us the most vacant possible look you could ever imagine. He has no idea where that came from. So who knows? Maybe he's not Scoot. I guess, yeah. I'll have Eisen write like a 2-page dissertation on that, talking about whether or not he's actually nicknamed Scoot. That's all the time we have for Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com this morning, brought to you by Andrew Mark. You can listen on Giants.com or on your mobile app. It's also archived. You can check that out later on today if you can't listen live. Tomorrow we'll talk a little bit about the Giants wide receiver position. We'll hear from Ramsey's Barden. We'll hear from Victor Cruz. We'll hear a little bit from Akeem Nix as well, who obviously has the injury. Kevin Gilbride will talk about the Giants wide receivers, as will Kevin Gilbride Jr. So we got a lot of stuff there coming up on Giants.com. And, of course, all week we're going position by position, not only on this show, but also with the video features going up. This week we have, what do we have, wide receivers and tight ends. Wide receivers goes up Tuesday, tight ends on Thursday, so that's a lot of fun. Make sure you check that out. Next week we have the offensive line during the 4th of July week. Hope everybody enjoys that. And we'll knock out the rest of the positions and the defense before training camp comes. Again, we leave July 25th. Players arrive July 26th. So it should be a lot of fun. Everybody, thanks for joining us on Big Blue Kickoff Live on Giants.com. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow.